And we are live on the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. It's Fun Friday, so it's a good day. And I gotta go. I got a half day with the kiddos today in my tech class, and trying to figure out what to do, something fun today, and for the kids. And my son's like, "Oh, you should do Amelia Earhart and have the kids color it in." And I'm like, "Okay, I can do that." And I was thinking, well, how about if I find all the inventions? I watched some good history program show, and they had a lot of women inventors over time. I said, what if I grab things that women have invented over time, put them on the paper, what they invented, and have the kids color it out? My son's like, yeah, that sounds like good. And that made me think about something fun during Women's History Month that you can do as a team. Now, it may seem like work. I don't know. It's up to them. It's kind of a stretch. But, oh, and by the way, we have Fortune Cookie Friday. So we're talking about that. I got a thing where they do a little women's history search on technology and women who contribute over time to technology or inventions, whatever. And they build a little, we'll talk about it and do something like that. And then we have Fortune Cookie Friday. I got a chocolate fortune cookie just for a special occasion. Oh, don't forget, Gary Cohen's video went out last night. Hope you get a chance to listen to what he has to say. He will be sharing at our next meetup, our 5 a.m. Master Scrum meetup on March 20th, which starts at 6 o'clock p.m. Got to make sure you do the Zoom login so I don't get people hacking in. Like yesterday, I had someone try to make a comment about some ministry somewhere on the in the Facebook side of the live feed that we do. And if you hear me go quiet in yesterday's show, it's because I was trying to get rid of them, try to block them off the feed. I hate that one. It's terrible when people try to abuse that, but they do. So you got to watch it. That's why I do the Zoom thing where you got to register. I make sure who you are before people come to my meetup events, because I don't want them hacking us. So that would do that. So anyway, it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way, so you can bring value to your customer without working crazy hours and have a little fun along the way. So it's Women's History Month. I think it's something about International Women's Days today or something. So in that note, oh, and by the way, got 3 interviews coming out during the Women's History Month. I'll put a little post up there. It should be good of women that are making history now. They're not, maybe not history making, but they are making history as we speak. And I have interviewed them in different areas of business world. So that's coming up too. So let's talk about Women's History Month. So my son was saying, oh, you should have the kids color. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I can make kids color. Yeah, it would be good. Well, I actually might do that. It might work a little bit. But then I was thinking, well, what about what women invent? And so what's really cool is that idea, I said, well, you know, I could find stuff that they did and they could color that and do some history stuff. And I'll put that together from a technology perspective. I already started that with women who helped NASA and helped the astronauts land on the moon. So I already kind of did that with the kids, started that off last week. But what I was thinking was you can have your group just explore. You know, sometimes you just got to do some different stuff. And I throw stuff out there. Some of it works, some of it doesn't. You experiment with what's fun to do, what's not. And my thought is have the group spend, you know, it doesn't take very long. Let's say 15 minutes scouring the internet, try to find some things that women invented over time or recent in the whatever, maybe some of the coding history that you got. There's always women there. Here in Philadelphia, we had a big history of women in computers that originated here in the East Coast, especially at the Navy base. And you can have them put that up on a Confluence page, right? So you have fun. Go out, go find some stuff that women have invented and share it with the rest of the team and then put it on Confluence. And then what you should do, and this is what my little ad, then do a little trivia. So you have that. Everyone puts their Confluence page. People can read it. And then you could do like a quiz thing or something. And you can have a little trivia. Okay, who was this? the next time, you know. So they all put it up there, and the next time you meet on another week, you do a trivia based on that, those pages. And whoever learns the most gets the most points. So you can have a 2-4 on this idea for women's trivia. So you have them research stuff, put it together, and then the following week, you just create some trivia based on what the team put in their confidence page. And it's good to see what other people do. Now, if they have an issue with, I just don't want to pick women, or I want to do other people, what about other stuff? Let them do other people. If you want to pick another nationality or race or anything that you want to do, you could do that. I mean, the idea is Women's History Month, you kind of stay in that theme. But if they really want to, then let them do it. It's called self-organization, right? And maybe that will be good. Maybe you have stuff from out. Did you hear me? That was Bubbles. Hi, Bubbles. Again, 2 days in a row, she stretches out and just gosh, right into my leg. I guess I haven't petted her yet. Is that your problem? Cats kind of have a problem today because I changed her food on them a little bit. So now they're all whacked out. They don't know what to do with themselves. Anyway, so that's my idea. Do a little trivia. Do a little search on the internet. Have some fun. Share it. Have your team share what they learned. Something, and have them find something that's not of the ordinary, right? Have them dig a little bit. Do a little research. Do a little digging. And have a little fun with that. Now, with that, Fortune Cookie Friday. Keep it nice and short. Hope you get a chance. Let me know how it goes. I don't know how people are like, I don't want to do research on my fun time. But sometimes, you know, learning and sharing is a good thing. And who's going to argue with you in the corporate world, right? So if you have a little fun, do a little trivia on it. Put some other trivia questions on it. I don't think I'm going to say, well, we did stuff for Women's History Month. Oh, okay. I'll let you go do what you got to do. Trust me. They ain't going to say a darn word. Anyway. All right. We have a chocolate fortune cookie today. Extra special because it is Women's History Month. So we will try it. You can't have this, Bubbles. You can't have chocolate. Sorry, babe. All right. So this special fortune cookie. Oh, they got it. They got Instagram on the other side. Okay. Interesting. My hands are covered in chocolate. Not good. Okay. The only difference between fear and excitement is your attitude about it. The only difference between fear and excitement is your attitude about it. And I want to apply it to doing a little history on Women's History Month. You know, I guess you could fear women in the workforce. When anybody does put down women in the workforce, they pretty much fear because they know they can kick their tail. But I would say fear and excitement, fear of doing it, fear of doing something, but you change your attitude. You know what? I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to let loose. I'm just going to go research some goofy stuff that from a technology thing that no one will ever know. Maybe you come up with something that says, okay, somebody invented something that no one would ever guess, right? Or something like that. Which one was invented by a woman? Make a choice of something on a trivia game, you know, and they have to pick it out. So if you do a trivia week, how about you insert that into the trivia week? Put some facts like here's four inventions. Which one was invented by a woman, right? Or of these four inventions, which one was not invented by a woman? I would do the other way too, because then I'm like, wow, I didn't know they all invented all that. And you can put little facts in there, but who invented what? That'd be pretty cool in a trivia game. So the only difference between fear and excitement is your attitude about it. You can fear something, get all excited. Like you got to play a big game. You got a test to take. You're going to go on a new endeavor. You can either fear it or be excited about the opportunities that are come your way. So with that, I want to wish you happy scrumming, a great day, a great weekend. Hope you get to enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next week. Take care, everyone. Don't forget, watch the video for Gary Cohen. And I got 3 women's interviews coming up for the rest of the March, so that'll close out Women's History Month for March with my 3 interviews on Thursday nights. Again, take care, have a great day, and see you soon. Bye.